Lesson 1. Created for relationship. Lesson objectives. By the end of this lesson, the student should 1. Realize and value the relationship God wants to have with us. 2. Understand and value the image of God in each person. 3. Realize we are accountable to God for the choices we make in our relationships. 4. Know that the Bible is our manual for godly relationships and that we are to imitate God in our relationships. Relationship with God. In Scripture, we learn that God is a personal God who has relationships and communicates with others, Hebrews 1, 1-2. Scripture shows us that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have been in relationship with each other for all of eternity. For example, these scriptures show the relationships between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, John 17, 22-24, John 14, 16, and 26, and John 15, 26. Though those verses do not talk about how the Holy Spirit is eternal, we know from other verses, such as Hebrews 9:14, that He is also eternal. God created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, Exodus 20:11. Psalm 8:3-8 shows us that humanity was His best and most important creation. God made people as relational beings, just as He is a relational being. Throughout Scripture, God invites people into life-giving relationship with Himself. For example, see Isaiah 55:3, John 1:12-13, John 3:36, John 17:3, 2 Corinthians 6:16-18, 1 John 1:3, Revelation 3:20. How wonderful to realize that God, the Creator of the universe, desires a relationship with you and with me. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" Genesis 3:8-9. Pause for a moment, close your eyes, and imagine the scene you have just read. Use your imagination to make these verses come to life. Standing in the most beautiful garden in the cool part of the day, feel a delightful breeze on your face. Listen for the sound of God's footsteps and hear the silent response of His two loved creatures. Then God's question, "Where are you?" Can you imagine what that moment was like as God calls out for fellowship with man and woman? Pause again to consider the heart of God. God desires and seeks fellowship with Adam and Eve, with you and with me. Even though we have separated ourselves from God by our disobedience to Him, Isaiah 59:2, God still desires relationship with every living person. Luke 19:10 shows us that He is seeking every sinner. God is still asking, "Where are you?" Because Jesus died for us, we can come back into right relationship with Him, Ephesians 2:13 and 19. You and I have been created for relationship with God. Our Creator's design. Those who do not believe in the loving and purposeful creation of God struggle to create their own identity and purpose. It is impossible to rightly understand humanity apart from relationship with God. A person who lives by the counsel of worldly wisdom, human-centered pursuit of happiness, cannot really understand life. To truly understand our identity, who we are, our purpose, why we exist, and how we are designed, we must know our Creator's purpose, which is found in the Holy Bible. God already established our identity. It is not something we invent. He has created us with purpose and designed us intentionally. It is only when we understand His plan for our lives and relationships that we can be who we ought to be and can fulfill His purpose for our existence. Being made in God's image means that people were uniquely created for relationship. Just as God is relational, He made people relational beings. God designed the soul, spirit, and body of each person for relationship with God and with others. Our manual for human relationships. The fact that God designed people for relationship implies that He has principles and guidelines for our relationships. The manufacturer of a product writes a product manual that explains the product's design and how to use it. In the same way, God has given us His Word, the Bible, which explains our design and how our lives and relationships can work properly. The Bible clearly describes the roles God has ordained for human relationships. It addresses the roles and relationships of husbands and wives, fathers, mothers, and children, brothers and sisters, grandparents, friends, enemies, neighbors, governments and citizens, and employers and employees. The principles of God's word teach us his design for us, no matter our circumstances or environment. The Bible teaches us God's will for us in every stage of life. Human societies and cultures reflect God's design, though imperfectly. Cultures describe normal human behavior for all relationships and situations. Each culture has its own ways of raising children and maintaining a marriage relationship. Cultures demonstrate great diversity in traditions, environments, genetics, and key events. But every culture shares a basic morality. For instance, every culture has a form of marriage. However, all behavior must be evaluated by biblical principles, not by cultural norms. The Bible is our authority. Culture is not. Romans 12:2. Cultural details are not necessarily neutral, and we should not expect them to be. Ephesians 2:2. Cultures are developed by fallen people who are shaped by wrong desires and self-centeredness. A society may have some knowledge of biblical truth, yet no society consistently conforms to God's standard of right and wrong. Nothing should be justified merely because it is cultural. The Bible alone perfectly shows us God's standard. Psalm 19:7-11. If you visit the country of Libya and notice that Libyans drive without concern for safety, you might think, that's just their culture. Their driving style works for them. It is true that they have developed their own cultural style of driving. However, Libya has the highest rate of traffic fatalities in the world. Their rate is twice as high as the country that has the second highest rate of traffic fatalities in the world. Obviously, their culture has not developed a good style of driving. God knows how life should work and has given us rules. We are not to simply experiment and explore. We are not to just do what seems to give us what we want. We should not just try to achieve what we imagine will be a happy life. We must follow God's design for relationships. The beautiful thing is that obedience to God's instructions is good for us. God has given us commandments because he loves us. Deuteronomy 6:24. By keeping them, we enjoy good results and are protected from many bad consequences. Our designer knows what is best for us, and when we follow his plan, we are blessed. Accountability to God in relationships. Something to think about. How does our behavior toward other people affect our relationships with God? Activity. Read each of the following passages. Briefly discuss what God requires in these human relationships and how obedience affects our relationships with God. How would disobeying God's instruction affect our relationship with God, our relationships with others, and our relationships with God? Scripture passage 1 Peter 3:7. Person, role, husband. What God requires in human relationship. Be understanding of and honoring to wife. Effect on relationship with God. A husband's prayers are not hindered. Scripture passages. Ephesians 5 verses 22, 24 and 33. 1 Peter 3, 1-6. Person, role. Wife. What God requires in human relationship, be submissive to husband. Effect on relationship with God, that is how a wife is submissive to God. God values this attitude and behavior in her. Scripture passage, Colossians 3:20. Person, role, child. What God requires in human relationship, obey parents in all things. Effect on relationship with God, this behavior pleases the Lord. Scripture passage, Matthew 6, 12-15. Person, role, everyone. What God requires in human relationship. Forgive those who sin against us. Effect on relationship with God. God can forgive us. Scripture passage, Romans 13, 1-5. Person, role, everyone. What God requires in human relationship. Submit to earthly authorities. Effect on relationship with God. It is how we obey God. Scripture passage, 1 Peter 2, 18-20. Person, role, servant. What God requires in human relationship, patiently endure unjust treatment. effect on relationship with God. Servant finds favor with God. We are moral creatures, which means that we understand that some actions are wrong and some are right, and we are accountable to God for our choices. This gives us great potential and great responsibility. Our choices affect our relationship with God. Obedience to God's instructions about relationships is not just a practical matter of how we can be happy and get the best out of life. We are accountable to God for our decisions and our behavior in relationships, Romans 14:10 and 12. God calls us to treat others justly and to act in love and mercy, Micah 6:8. The problem is, because of Adam's sin, all of his descendants are born with a sinful nature, Romans 5:12 and 19. Because of this, we cannot consistently act in loving, merciful and just ways, Romans 7:15 to 24. But God's grace changes us when we are born again. The Holy Spirit enables us to fulfill God's requirements, Romans 8:3 to 4. Every person's worth. Before continuing the lesson, read Isaiah 44 verse 24, Psalm 139 verses 13 to 16, Genesis 9 verse 6 and James 3 verse 9. What do these scriptures tell us about the value of each life? What gives a person value? To have healthy relationships with others, we must value people as God does. Every person is made in the image of God and is valuable just because of that. Every individual is a unique creation of God, whether male or female, healthy or sick, whole or maimed or crippled, young or old, rich or poor, Proverbs 14:31, already born or still in their mother's womb, whatever the shade of their skin, and no matter their mental or physical abilities or limitations, Exodus 4:11. There are cultures where the elderly are forgotten, females are treated as less valuable than males, or children are considered a bother. In some cultures, the maimed are considered cursed and are hidden or rejected from society. Across the world, racism is common. One tribe or ethnic group considers itself superior to another and treats the other shamefully. Each of these actions devalue people who are the most precious of all God's creation. To have healthy, God-honoring relationships, we must first think of all people as what they are, God's image bearers. Created for God, created for others. Revelation 4:11 tells us that God created all things for himself. This certainly includes humanity. We are created by God, for God. All that we do, we are to do for God's glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31, 1 Peter 2:12. We were also created for the benefit of other people. We were created to work with other people to accomplish God's purposes. Marriage is one example of God's design for people to work together. Soon after God created the first man, God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Genesis 2:18. Woman is similar to man in important ways, but different in other important ways. Together, they can fulfill God's purposes for their existence. God gave them together the work they were to do. Genesis 1:26 to 28. The church is another example of God's design for people to work together. The Apostle Paul used the illustration of the parts of the body, 1 Corinthians 12:12 to 26. A person should not think that he can fulfill God's purpose working alone, or that he does not need other people. Marriage and the church are only two of many examples of God's design for people to work together. We are created to serve other people, Galatians 5:13 to 14. We are created for loving relationships with others, in which we give of ourselves to benefit others. Before continuing the lesson, read Proverbs 17:17, Galatians 6:2, and Philippians 2:4. We were created for God and for other people. Every requirement God makes of us in His Word relates to either our relationship with Him, our relationship with others, or to both relationships. In fact, Jesus said that everything God requires of us can be summarized by the commands to love God with all that we are and to love other people as we love ourselves. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. Matthew 22:36-39. We are created for God, and we are created for others. These facts are closely related. One of the primary areas in which we glorify God and reflect His image is in our interactions with others. God's character and actions obligate us to be like Him. 1 Peter 1:16, Matthew 5:48. All people are made in God's image, but we reflect God's nature and character when we act like He acts. When someone shows mercy to the needy, His compassion is a copy of God's compassion, and His merciful act is an imitation of God's work. This is true regardless of whether the one showing mercy is a believer or an unbeliever. However, we best imitate God when we have been reconciled to Him and have His Spirit working inside of us. Read 2 Peter 1:2-11. This passage explains God's awesome plan for each follower of Christ. From this passage we learn that 1. By His glory and goodness, Jesus has both called us and given us wonderful promises. Verses 3-4. 2. Through these promises, those of us who know Christ can have God's divine nature in us. Verse 4. 3. Through relationship with God the Father and Jesus, we have everything we need for life and godliness. Verse 3. 4. Because of these things, we can live like Jesus lived, and as God has called us to live, verses 5-8. Something to think about. How is it possible that we can reflect God's character and nature in our relationships? In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Who is the perfect picture of God? And we all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Holy Spirit changes believers to increasingly reflect the glory of the Lord. By looking at Jesus, we are made more and more like Him in our attitudes and behavior. This is the beauty of the gospel. Through the power of God, the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we can reflect and imitate God's character. In our relationships with others, God calls us to imitate Him, Ephesians 5:1. Just as a child watches and imitates his parent or older sibling, we are to look at the example of Jesus and then copy His attitudes, perspective, and actions as we interact with others, Philippians 2:5-7, Ephesians 5:2. Activity. Read each of the following passages. Make note of 1. God's character or work and 2. God's expectation for us. How human relationships reflect God's glory. Scripture, Philippians 2:3-8. What God does, what Christ has done, gave up His rights, became a servant, was completely humble and obedient. Our action that reflects God. Give up our rights. Look out for others' interests. Be humble. Scripture, John 13:3-5 and 12-15. What God does, what Christ has done, served His disciples, meeting a practical need. Our action that reflects God. Serve other believers. None of us naturally demonstrates God's love because we are born with a selfish nature. God provides grace to restore us to His design for us. A humble prayer of surrender can take a person through this transformation. Conclusion. The Bible reveals that God lovingly designed people for relationships, relationship with Him, and relationships with others. Because God is the creator of people and the designer of relationships, we must 1. Gain His perspective on our human relationships. 2. Realize our accountability to Him for the choices we make in relationships. 3. Accept and follow His plan for our relationships. This course of study will help you to do these things and will equip you to teach others God's will for human relationships. Something to think about. Why is culture insufficient as a guide for human relationships? What concept in this lesson was new to you? Why is it important? How will understanding it help you with your relationships? How will understanding it affect your ministry? How do you hope to grow because of studying this course? Prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for creating me in your image with a purpose for my life. Thank you for designing me to have a relationship with you and making it possible through Jesus' death for my sins. Thank you for the treasure of your word, which teaches me how to relate to you and how to glorify you in my relationships with others. Through your word and your spirit, teach me to embrace the life you have planned for me. Help me to accurately reflect you to everyone around me so that others can come to know you. Amen.